Hi, my name is Daniel Wee, and as Senior Pastor of Church of the Savior, I'd like to invite you to join me now in listening and learning from God's Word.
I thought I'd start with asking a very important question. Who am I? Who are you? Why are we here? Where are we going? Where do we come from? You know, a lot of us ask the question. Nowadays, I work with a lot of fathers. My involvement with our older people, all those with hair like my color. I realize that even older people also ask the question. After a while, even Christians ask the question sometimes. You know, what am I doing on earth? You know, where am I going? Not just young people, but older ones as well. Look at the next slide. You know, a lot of us find our identity in different things. In Jeremiah 9, one of my favorite passages says, this is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boast about this. But actually, wow, God said, you know, if you are wise, don't boast about that. If you are rich, don't boast about that. If you are strong, don't boast about that. So it's not here, it's not here, it's not here. It's not here, it's not here, it's not here. But a lot of people, that's what they go for here. Master's program, PhD, you know, they keep studying, they get, want to get 100 marks, which is fine, I mean. But the danger is that our identity, our worth, became what we can accumulate in terms of degrees and PhDs and our marks. 100 marks, wow, I feel great. 0 marks, I feel lousy. 100 marks, parents also happy. You know, 30 marks, parents not happy. You know, up and down, up and down, up and down. Our identity is going haywire, roller coaster. Our worth is a roller coaster. And some of us go for strength. I remember when I was a young man, like you, not so long ago. I remember I like to eat those protein. Actually, not that I like. I see my friends all starting to be so big size. I also want to be like them. Maybe strong, you know. Then more girls look at me, right? Then there is a shortcut to getting muscles. You know, go and drink, eat those protein, you know. After I ate, I think I couldn't finish. It's so yucky. And then I constipated, cannot shit. But I mean, when I was a young man, I said, wow, is it looking strong then? I'm somebody. If I'm not, then I always think that everybody look at me, you know. When I go up the bus last time, I go up the bus, I always look down. Then try to go to the back seat and sit down because I always thought everybody's looking at me on the bus. Nowadays, I don't even care. Actually, nobody looks at us, lah. We only think people look at us. And of course, what about riches? You know, we accumulate wealth, you know, cars, brands, branded goods, branded bags. Houses, is that what we should be boasting about? But no. God say no, that's not your identity, that's not who you are, that's not your worth. Let him who boasts about this, that he understands and knows me. Because if we know him, we will know who we are. If we know who God is, we will know who we are. That's what I have always been searching. I remember when I was 18 years old. How many 18 years old and younger here? 18 years old and younger. Yeah, I used to be that age. When I was 18, I said a prayer to a God I didn't know. In fact, I said two prayers. I still remember when I was 18. I always remember the two prayers. The first prayer was, God, are you up there? Why do you put me on earth? That was my first prayer. Because I know that if I can find this God, he will tell me what I'm supposed to do. It's like find the inventor, you will know what the invented thing is. Find the creator, you will know what the creator thing is for. The other prayer I prayed was in the cinema. This is a converted cinema, right? I remember I was in the cinema. I was watching this movie. I still remember the scene. The scene was this guy swimming, you know. Why he was swimming? Because he was on the ship and the ship sank. He has no choice. He has to swim towards shore. He was swimming, you know. And then he saw the shore, you know. And he was thinking, can he reach the shore? He was cursing God. Actually, he was cursing God. Why you allow this to happen to me? And he's saying, but he said, better don't curse God, better pray. So he said, God, if I can reach shore, I will go to church. So I said, oh, like that also can. So I said, God, if you give me a scholarship, I will go to church. You know why I needed a scholarship? Because no money to go to university, so I needed to ask God for a scholarship. And guess what? God gave me a scholarship. And then, of course, I went to university, I studied, and it was there that I became a Christian. And no, I know Christmas is coming. You're going to share with your non-Christian friends. I do encourage you. If my Christian friends did not reach out to me, I would not have been a Christian. If I had not known God, There will not be a yellow ribbon project. There will not be a debts for life. There will be none of these things that God has used me to do. The person that you reach out to, God has a plan, God has a purpose. You need to introduce God to him. When he finds God, he will find his destiny and his calling. It's all related. So I say this to prayer, became a Christian, and now, identity. Next slide. I love this this passage, because I was from mission schools, even though I'd never become a Christian. In mission schools, they make you say this prayer. In some churches also, right? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. It's good. I say this prayer even when I was a teenager. I don't even know what it meant. I just keep repeating it, memorized it. But nowadays, I know it's so powerful. It's such a powerful prayer. You know, this is the only thing the disciples asked Jesus to teach them. You know, teach us to pray. Do you know disciples? You find there's nowhere in the Bible you find the disciples asking Jesus, teach us to preach. Jesus, you preach so well, teach us to preach. Or you say, hey, Jesus, you can do healing and miracle, teach us to do healing and miracle. Disciples never asked him to teach them all these things. The only thing the disciples asked Jesus to teach is teach us to pray. Why? Is it because preaching not important? Is it because healing not important? Deliverance not important? No. That's because when Jesus was preaching to the thousands, the disciples was watching him. Oh, like that one now. Oh, okay. I think I can follow that. When he was doing deliverance, doing a healing, they were there. They saw him doing it. But the only time that they couldn't see what Jesus was doing is when he was praying. He would go away to a quiet place and he'd pray. What is Jesus doing? Who is he talking to? He say he's talking to his Father, but what is he saying? But how come whenever he come out from the prayer, bang, you know, the power comes out with him? Maybe there's something there. I want to learn that. And then when Jesus told the disciples, this is what you say. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. It goes on. It's a very powerful, the secrets of the kingdom is found in this prayer. First, he started by our Father in heaven. No, very often we always say, well, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When we pray, we'll say, thy kingdom come, thy will. We started with that. Actually, no, Jesus never started with thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He never started with the destiny. He never started with the calling. He never started with the purpose. He never started with what we should be doing. He started with the being. Who are we? If I'm a teacher, likelihood I have students. If I'm a prison officer, likelihood prisoners. If I'm a doctor, patient. If I'm an employer, employees. If God is a father, we are sons and daughters. And our Father, it has a kingdom. Wow. Now, can you imagine Jesus said, I teach you to pray, our King in heaven. If he's King in heaven, he is a kingdom. If he's King, then who are we? If I'm a king, who are you? Subject, servants, soldiers. Is that our identity? No. That's why Jesus said, our Father in heaven. Because his Father, we are sons and daughters. And if my Father is a king, wow. If my Father is a king, who am I? I'm a prince. I'm a princess. Wow. Wow, I walk around, I'm a prince, man. It's different, right? That feeling is good. And I do the Father's business. My Father's business is to establish kingdom on earth. I'm a son. He's my Father. He has a kingdom, so I'm doing the kingdom business. I'm doing the Father's business. Next slide. So, when I realized my identity as a son of God the Father, and God has a kingdom, when I went into the prisons, I was walking in the prison. God, this is your kingdom. What do you want to do here? How will you run this prison? This is your prison, man. And God wants to set prisoners free. I remember I had a dream. In the dream, I was walking amongst trash. So much rubbish. I saw so much rubbish. I look up, people don't see the rubbish. Only I saw it. And next day, I asked God for the revelation, the understanding. And three words from the right came to the center. I could hear typing sound. How many of you have heard of dot matrix printer? Dot matrix printer. You see all those, of a certain age and above. All those, you know, this is youth service. That's why very few hands. I go to adult service, so a lot of hands raised. One. Dot matrix printer. You know how it sounds like? Z, 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 ta, 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 z, 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 ta, 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 very noisy. Nowadays, laser printer, no sound. In those days, top matrix printer. I could hear typing sound in my head, you know. So I know words are being typed out. Three words, move to the center, stop. Trash of society. Before I could ask God, what's the meaning? The understanding came and God said, for the rest of your life, are you willing to walk amongst the trash of society? People won't see it, but you will see it every day. I saw that in the prisons every day. To men, trash. To God, treasure. God wants to set them free to be all that God wants them to be the sons of God the Father. So I did that, and then thereafter was involved in Debts for Life, turning hearts of fathers to the children so that the land will not be struck with it. Because I saw family violence, I saw child abuse, I saw what happens when fathers are turned against the children, I saw what happens when the fathers are turned away from the children. So God said, turn the hearts of the fathers. That's how kingdom family should be like. Thy kingdom come on earth, I said, if the kingdom comes into the family of God, hearts will be turned towards each other, not heart turned away from each other. Father's heart turned towards the children, husband and wife turn towards each other, children turns towards the fathers. That's a kingdom family. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Next. This is the second time I'm sharing this. This diagram. Just now, I came from another church. I shared this. So, in fact, today is the first day I'm sharing this. 4.5 years ago, I was preaching in a church about the Father's Movement, about Debts for Life. And it's not even a charismatic church. But at the end of my sharing, one gentleman came up to me and gave this to me. And subsequently, he sent me an email. He said, before I even spoke, he said he saw the picture below. And of course, as I started to preach, he started to write down all the points in the sky. It's like those are clouds, you know. So before I shared, he already drew the picture. Three boats. And this is what he said in his email. Thanks for blessing us with your message for dads and youth. Here's the vision I received from the Lord during the worship before your talk. I do believe the Lord is not done with you. I said, I'm an old man already. How come God is still not done with me? So this was 4.5 years ago. Only yesterday I took it up because I just sensed I need to share this service for you. And my reply back to his email was, thank you for sending me what God has shown you. If the Lord ever shows you any hint or sign of who the people in the third boat might be, do let me know. I when I saw it, I knew what's the people in the first boat and the second boat, but I don't know what's the third boat. The third boat is many of you here belongs to the third boat. I will explain later. So I'm releasing a prophetic word that was given to me 4.5 years ago. I only understood it in the last 1-2 years, and I sense this is a season for me to release it. The first boat, of course, are the prisoners lah. Yellow ribbon prisons, that's the first boat. In my life, just now you introduced me, you know, prisons, yellow ribbon. The second one is Debts for Life, Elijah 7000. So the first one, everybody knows, yellow ribbon, second one. So it's about prisoners. Prisoners need to be set free so that they know they are sons of God. They know that they are children of God to fulfill their destiny. Fathers need to be set free to rise up as the head of the family, to turn our hearts. And this is still happening. The fathers is still happening, turning hearts of fathers. But what is the third boat? The third boat I will share later. Keep it in suspense first. Next slide. Today is a very significant day. I know this date that you invited me has been postponed a few times, right, Pastor? And finally, it's confirmed. Today, I'm here. And guess what? You know, today is International Men's Day. Today is also the 7th anniversary of Debts for Life. So I'm going to talk to you about the second boat. Today is the 7th anniversary of Debts for Life. Debts for Life was founded 7 years ago. Yeah. Praise God. By the way, I heard from someone who said God spoke to him when he saw a decal. Debts for Life decal. God spoke to him, I am your debt for life. God is our debt for life. And for the fathers or those of you who will become fathers one day, we represent God on earth. We are God in human skin. When people see fathers, they are supposed to see God the Father. But of course, sometimes it's not happening. So it's a very significant day. Next slide. So it comes from this verse earlier. Not here. Sorry, I get confused. Earlier in the other service, they read this verse out. But let me read this out. Where it comes from, I had an encounter in Israel almost 9 years ago. It took 18 months to launch a Debts for Life in Singapore. Satan doesn't want the fathers to turn to the children. Satan wants fathers to turn away to our football, to our television, to our vices, to our gambling, to our drugs, to other women, to our work, to our ministry. Satan doesn't want hearts of fathers to be turned to the children. Or Satan wants fathers' heart to be turned against. There's family violence and child abuse. My understanding, the latest last 2 years is family violence cases are going up. Child abuse cases are going up. And the solution is to turn hearts of fathers to the children. That's God's solution. Because fathers on earth is to represent the heart of God the Father. Next slide. So it's been 7 years. I think there's a video. Okay, it was launched on 19, so it's been 7 years. The whole Father's Movement, going to churches, going to the schools, going to different places. In fact, recently, there was one battalion commander invited me to speak to 300 NS men, many of them fathers, to turn the hearts back to the families. I think there's a video. Let me show you what... by the way, this is from an Anglican school, so hallelujah. St. Hilda's Primary School. Anybody from St. Hilda's Primary School? Yeah, this is your school, yeah. Okay, let's watch the video. What a few fathers, many of them are Christian fathers. Going for tuition classes.
Do you like cooking? But my daughter likes cooking, so yeah, this is the first time I'm cooking out for you. She's more excited than me.
Sleeping with your father. Alright? Wow! Maybe you should not sleep tonight. You just talk to your father, ask your father to sing to you, talk to you, tell all the stories that they can think of. If you are P1, I hope P2, P3, P4, P5, P6, you'll still be on, okay? Alright, children, tell your fathers it's not going to be just the last time, alright? Okay, next year I want to see you back again.
The skills that he has picked up through this That's for Life programs and workshops, I think he is more equipped than me in certain ways. He is like their hero. Sometimes I think they are closer to my father than to me. Although he has to go for meetings and workshops, it takes up time, but I think this time it's really worth the investment. And he will really help the children to grow up better, to be more confident. Very grateful, thankful for this opportunity that he has in this platform to develop the family and also for the children.
We mothers, we always together, we always come together and pray and call. And our prayer that Dennis will rise up. And it's so exciting to see all this Dennis rising up.
Okay, I think we can stop it here. God wants fathers' hearts to be turned to the children. So it's not just about the fathers outside the church, but what about the fathers in the church? So 2.5 years ago, a few fathers came together and make a call out to the Christian fathers. And many fathers came. And a lot of churches are starting the men's ministry, fathers' group. I just came from one church that launched their men's fellowship in the East. Also, fathers coming together to pray. You know, men don't pray. You realize? Men hardly pray. But we need to pray because we exercise our spiritual authority. Satan cannot come and steal and kill and to destroy when fathers exercise their spiritual authority. It's not just about biological fathers. It's also about spiritual fathering. You know, Elisha is not his biological son. But there's spiritual fathering, mentoring. The father's movement has started, turning hearts of fathers to children. The next movement has to be started by you. So that the land will not be struck with it. Because do you know that in 2 years' time, have you heard of Singapore being the Antioch of Asia? Antioch of Asia, who have heard of that? That's why you're sending missions team out to be a blessing to the nations. In 2 years' time, December 21-8, that will be 40 years after Billy Graham said Singapore is the Antioch of Asia. It's 40 years. 40 years is one generation. The next generation has to take over. Whether Singapore is the Antioch of Asia will depend on all of you, all the people seated in the youth service. I showed you just now the picture about the three boats. The third boat is the youth. The third boat is the next generation. I can only proclaim it, I can only share it. Whether it happens or not doesn't depend on me anymore. It depends on you. So next slide. You know, at Focus of Family, because now I'm over at Focus of Family, there's a group of picture with all the youths. These are just 14-year-old, 15-year-old youths. 2 years ago, we piloted something and now it is growing. You know, in primary school, in secondary school, I'm sure you know that the school always teach you or encourage you to save Gaia. Protect the trees, save the environment, save the earth. I mean, you talk to P1, P2, you say, save the earth. It's like, what? Save the earth? Save the world? But that's what we are saying. Children can save the world, save the earth. In secondary schools, we are wearing uniform, NPCC, NCC, blue uniform, green uniform, marching, you know. It's like national defense to protect the nation, national defense. But we never talk about protecting family, strengthening family, turning our hearts back to our parents, honor and respect each other in the family. Our brother, I hate you. We don't do that. We wait until we become parents, then we talk about family. We wait until people get married, then we talk about family. But how come we teach young people to save the earth and we don't teach young people or share with young people that family is important? And so that's how FamChamps came about, Family Champions. And if you want to have more details, you can ask Coco Marcus. He knows a lot because he has been this is his third camp already, I think. One of the pioneers, even Raphael will know. The idea is it. Either you are part of the problem of the future or you are part of the solution of the future. You decide. You want to be part of the problem? Marriage breakdown? Father's not there? Mother's not there? Or you want to be part of the solution? Start now. And I'm going to show you a video of what happens at the 4-day, 3-night camp. Short video, please. A few schools, secondary schools, were involved, 9 secondary schools in the first year.
My most favorite part of the camp is family plans, because you get to bond and you also get to learn how families make decisions together.
I think it's important to start them young, getting them to know what are the values that they have, and just being able to understand for themselves or help them and their peers understand what family is all about.
Something I learned from this camp is that parents are important. Both mom and dad are very important in our life. If we lack of one support, we will fall down. Because if the foundation of a building is not strong, the building will not last long. It will just collapse.
I used to be frustrated and angry about my family, but after he stopped, I learned that we cannot choose the kind of family that we live in, but we can make the best out of the situation.
He has made some visits to some places where he has learned a lot of new things which I believe contribute to recovery. The most significant thing that I heard from him today is that he's a changed person.
We don't really have this much occasions where I can tell my dad how much I really love him. He's the best father I have.
The most significant moment was when she the letter to her parents. I thought it was really nice.
For me, it's she took the dinner for Mr. Bus. It's normally at home where we would have to keep asking her to take her dinner, and now she's serving us and with a smile on her face.
I think we learn to respect our parents more and also to learn to trust our parents and to build a strong relationship that can withstand anything that we're going to go through. I just want to tell my dad and my mom that I'm so, so blessed with them and thankful that I'm given a chance to come to this camp and hope that more people will get the chance to come to this camp.
You know, I can see the third boat. Some people are seated inside already, but still a lot of empty spaces. You know, the camp lasts 4 days, 3 nights, but it's an 8-month program because we want to work with the young people. And during the 8 months, they're supposed to do a family service project. You know, you heard of community service project, so it's a family service project. Each school sends about 8-10 people. Next year, we're going to have churches. We're going to invite churches to send 8-10 per church. And they're supposed to go back to the school or go back to the church and do a family service project. So the Geylang Methodist group, so you can see this Geylang Methodist, you can see the slide. A number of them are Christians, I know, this youth, and they did the Honor Your Parents campaign. They wanted to do just an Honor Parents night, but they, in order to choose the 40 students to invite their parents for a buffet dinner to honor their parents, they did a 1 month plus campaign. They came up with 40 over ideas. If you see the pledge card earlier, all the questions. They came up with their own questions. How to honor parents? Guess what? Honor parents how? Don't talk back. Don't argue. Love your brother or your sister. Help your parents carry marketing bags. Make your own bed. Help your parents sweep the floor. Wash the toilet. So these are 40 over ideas. They distribute these cards to set 1 to set 4. And the first 40 that came back, they were asked to invite their parents for the honor parents night. And of course, the principal loved the idea, said to them, but there's no budget. But we can get you to present to the PSG, the Parent Support Group Committee. So they presented that these students want to get the whole school to honor the parents. Do you think the PSG parents will give the funds? Of course, right? If my children want to honor me, of course I put money, man. So they got the fund, they had a buffet dinner, and these are just 14, 15 years old. Then the seniors came back and helped them. Now, even now, the camps, each time we run a camp, the senior, which is just 1-2 years older, 15, 16 years old, they will come back. The idea is that in 10 years' time, in 15 years' time, they will have their own family, they go into the arts, the media, the government, the teachers, the principals, they become markers, but they become employers. They will bring the family value into the seven mountains and the seven spheres, starting at the age of 14 and 15. I'm going to show you a last video, which is what some of the 15, 16, the mentors, the assistant mentors, what they say. It's interesting to hear a 15, 16-year-old say, I want to come back and influence the next generation. Can you watch this video? And then I will end.
My name is
Raphael.
My name is Laurie.
Joey.
My name is Derek.
Hi, Raisa.
Farah.
Ruth.
I don't really have that close of a relationship with my mom, and so we have like frequent fights. My parents got divorced when I was primary one, and my mom left home last year.
I have a quiet family. My family is not the type that we will say I love you or sit together to eat, but we all care about one another without saying.
The RamChamps camp actually taught me that we should try and understand our parents. So I found myself that after time, I've actually thought through after the conversation and try to put myself in my mom's shoes.
I learned how to speak to my parents better and how to communicate better.
Yeah, so it was actually quite upsetting, but mentor here actually really showed me, even though how tough life is and how challenging it is, the thing is, we could actually look at things in a different manner with a much positive attitude.
My family has now bonded closer because we have talked a lot more, actually understand a lot more about my parents' past. Through talking to my parents, I actually know that what they are thinking, and some stuff that they do is actually just trying to protect us.
I feel like in the past, it was very hard to communicate with them, because when speaking to an adult, sometimes you feel they don't understand you and you don't understand them. So by coming here, I learned that it takes both to understand each other, and yet there's a reason and there's a way to get a point across without offending anyone.
One thing that I learned in Fam Camp is perseverance in families. Even though my family is not back family right now, it really keeps me going when I think about how other people overcome their challenges as family.
I decided to come back to Fam Camp to serve as an assistant mentor, because after last year participating in this whole camp, I realized it's actually very meaningful.
I came back to serve because I wanted to impact my peers. I've learned ways which I can help my friends who have difficulties.
Because I would really want to like influence the younger generation about like how important family is and what I learned.
Because last year it really impacted me a lot. I really felt it, and I'm really hoping that through these Fam Champs, right, that every student who comes and participates in this camp will at least have something to bring back and share with their family, and hopefully we may be able to impact their lives.
One thing that I hope that my juniors will learn from Fam Chan is really appreciating family time and learn to not argue back with your parents, because they will only make things worse.
Share what they've learned, because I feel that they have the power to change many people's lives.
To never compare any family, every family is different and unique in their own ways. But then you have to understand that every family is different and every family has its own special and unique way of expressing their love to each other.
The next slide, I'm going to end with something that I received last year in September. I'm not sure whether I've ever shared here before, a dream that God gave me. I'm not sure if you heard of the Family Singapore Gathering last year in September at the indoor stadium. Maybe a few of you were there. I was there. I was invited to be part of the servant team by Bishop Moses Tay, who was leading it. And the night before the conference, I had a dream. And the dream is about all of you. I saw a father carrying a baby, and I remember walking up to the baby, and I just keep the slide there. Don't change the slide until I ask it to change. So the father was carrying the baby. It's a few weeks old baby, naked, not wearing anything. I do not know why. I never look at the father's face. I just keep looking at the baby. It was very cute. Then the father lifted up the baby. It's like the father was so proud of the baby, lifted up the baby for everybody to see. And of course, I was looking at the baby, you know. And after a while, the father shifted towards me and wanting to hand the baby over to me. You know, when you carry a baby, I know some of you young people have never carried babies before, but if you carry a baby, you hand over like that. You know, even the other person's like, you know, make sure you adjust yourself until you hold the baby properly. You never hand over a baby like that. So I stood there, I was wondering what this father is doing, you know, how come he want to hand over the baby like that? So it's like the father trusted me. So I stretched forth my hand and I held on to the baby. I look at the baby. Of course, then the dream, I woke up. Next day I was at a conference, a few thousand people in indoor stadium. The dream kept coming back again and again. And I said, God, what do you want to tell me? What do you tell me? And the understanding came. Throughout the day, the understanding came bit by bit. And I heard God say, the father is God the Father. He lifted up Singapore. He wants the world to see Singapore. He's proud of Singapore. And then I was having a conversation with God. I said, God, Singapore is 50 years old already, you know. How come it's a baby? Should be lifting up me, you know, because I'm about 50 plus, right? Lifting up Jason Wong. How come lifting up a baby, you know? I don't understand. Then God said, it's a reset button. We just finished the Jubilee in August last year, September, in fact, immediately a few days after the elections. God said, it's a reset button. It's about the next 50 years. He lifted the next 50 years up. How many of us will be in SG100? How many of us will be celebrating SG100? If you are 35 and below, God, good chance. 35 and above, you have to diet, exercise, I don't know what else. Probably not possible. I will be up there looking down and celebrating with you, you know, up there looking down, SG100. And then I asked God the question. Okay, it's about next 50 years. We finished the first 50, it is the next 50. In fact, this is the 51st year of the next 50 years. Now, this is very important. And then I asked God, why am I the only other person in the dream? Who do I represent or what do I represent? It's not about me, it's what I represent. Remember the three boats? Prisons? That's for life? And the youth movement, turning hearts of children to the fathers. So I said, God, what do I represent? And heard God say, Singapore needs to be fathered. The nation needs to be fathered. Father the nation. I represent fathers and fathering. Father the nation, I said, wow. Then look at the baby. And God said, all the dreams and all the destiny that God has for Singapore being the blessing to the nations, the angelic of Asia, is hidden in the next generation. All of you who raise your hands, the future of Singapore is dependent on you. All the dreams that God has in Singapore is locked up inside you. Do you believe that you are part of the nation's destiny? And one generation needs to turn our hearts towards you to disciple you and help you fulfill your destiny. Similarly, you need to turn your hearts towards the older generation. So I went to Focus on the Family 2 months later. So it was September, right? So it was my turn to do staff devotion because we take turns to do staff devotion, the board, you know, the chaplain, we invite other speakers. So it was my turn to do staff devotion. So I shared this dream because all the staff haven't heard it yet. And after I shared the dream, Aaron, who is in charge of Fam Champs, he actually runs the whole Fam Champs camp. He came up to me and he showed me this photo. Next slide. A project, a family service project that a group of students did. This group of students from the school, they didn't do it in the school, they did it in the community. They went to Sentosa, there's an egg venture, so different groups are doing different eggs, they paint different pictures. And this, because it's a family service project, so they painted a family theme. And I looked at the picture, I said, okay, then Aaron told me this was done in April. I shared at the staff devotion in November. September, I had a dream. This was done in April, a few months before I had a dream. So I said, okay, this looks different. I mean, the one that I had is two hands raising up a baby. He said, no, it's not this side of the egg, it's the other side of the egg. Last slide. A group of young people from FemChamps designed the egg themselves. They drew it in April. Two hands lifting up a baby, which is the white part, and the nation is about the next generation of the nation. And these are the FemChamps group. It's about all of you. Hallelujah. 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 A few years ago, my son, I saw the missions team going out. It's about Singapore, it's about families, it's about Asia, it's about the nations. If your mind is only thinking about getting good marks, getting rich, getting a good job, it's too small. It's too small. It's about you, it's about your family now, it's about your future family, it's about the nation, it's about the nations. I want to pray for all of you now. Hallelujah. Shall we stand? Shall we stand? Maybe the worship team. There are two groups of people I think we need to pray for. One is you want to do something in your current family. You say, my family is not perfect. In fact, my family is quite broken. And some of you are waiting for your parents to turn towards you. But after hearing this, actually, I don't have to wait for my fathers to turn towards me. I don't have to wait for my mom to turn towards me. I can turn towards them. I don't know how, but I will ask for help. I don't know how, but I will pray. I will ask God to help me. You heard about Raphael, about honoring. If you know your identity as a son, you know your identity as a daughter, then you do what God the Father says. I remember I spoke to a young man once. He was going on and on about his father. On and on. Not Raphael, another young man. He was going on and on. Then suddenly God spoke to me, ask him this question. So I look at him, I say, do you know how your father was fathered by his father? And he stopped talking. And he looked down. He said, yeah, I know what you mean. My father never had a father that fathered him also. And suddenly he understood why his father could not give him what he has not received from his grandfather. That's why we can release forgiveness. That's why, you know, frankly speaking, my father's time don't have debts for life. It's only now. And we haven't reached all the fathers yet. So for any one of you who feel that, yes, I want to now turn my heart to my father, turn my heart to my mom. I want to pray for them. I want to bless them. I want to strengthen. I want to do whatever I can to strengthen my own family, wherever I am. Maybe you don't like your sister, or you don't like your brother, or maybe they don't like you, but you say, no, I want to start with my own family. If that's who you are during the worship, I want you to come forward and then we'll pray for you. We have your leaders here to pray for you. The other one is this. The other group I sense is this. If your life you have been looking for riches, that's your goal. You just want to score high marks. I'm not saying high marks is bad. Huh? Don't misrepresent. If you can get high marks, great. But if this is your only goal, I think it's too small. Your goal should be to be all that God wants you to be. Your goal should be to do the Father's business. If your goal is just to have lots of muscle, so that, you know, you're attracted to, you know, or you are all very beautiful on the outside. Trust me, all the muscle here will become here. From here, it will go down here one day. You know, that's why I cover myself. I'm not sure whether I shared here before last time, but you said, Jason, I don't know what God's plan for me is, but I cannot do the things you do, you know. You can speak, you're public speaking so good. You know, they're not even stand in front of my class. Trust me, I was never like that. I was very shy when I was young. Do you know that how shy I was? I memorized, the first English sentence I memorized was this. Excuse me, teacher, may I go to the toilet, right? That was the first English sentence I memorized because I don't speak English at home. I stutter, I stammer, I was very shy. And you know why I memorized this? sentence, because just in case I need to use it and I forget, then die lah. So even I remember, I raise my hand to do, say, what do you want? Excuse me, teacher. I will be so shy. Primary one, I was bullied. I was bullied by this guy shorter than me. I'm still looking for him. Could be one of your fathers. He botak one, sharp one. He said, come. I went to the toilet. He asked me to go to the toilet for what? Then he blocked the door. I said, you blocked the door for what? He want to fight with me. I don't, I'm not the type that fight. He refused to let me out. So I also refused to move. I just stood there. I froze. He came towards me and gave me a kick. cry. And he ran away. I'm still looking for him. No, like, not to beat him, but to reconcile. Like, you know, God, Jesus forgive you. Like, I'm a Christian already. Like. Do you know that I became a prefect when I was in primary 5? Not bad, huh? You know how I became a prefect? The prefect master came to the class. Okay, last year, primary 4, end of last year, right? The first 5 boys come up. So outside the class, queue up, I was number 5. So he asked the first one, do you want to be prefect? No, go. Do you want to be prefect? No, go. Do you want to be prefect? No, go. Okay, last 2, prefect. The only authority I have was white pants, white shorts. Everybody wear brown shorts, I wear white shorts. That's the only authority I have. But somehow the courage didn't move from my white shorts to here. And then one day, my worst assignment from the prefect master was, he came to the class. He said, where's the prefect? I said, but he said, me, you know, come up. So I went up. You hear the boys downstairs kicking the plastic ball, making so much noise? Go and confiscate the ball. Jalat lah, confiscate ball. So I went down, trembling, don't know what to do. Hey, come on, give me the ball. Hey, please, sir, give me the ball. Hey, please, sir. I become the ball. And the worst is that one of them was my best friend, playing a fool with me. I don't know what to do. I stood there, I cried. And then my best friend shouted everybody, yo, bully my friend, come, give me the ball. So he took the ball, he came to me, hey, don't cry, I'll give you the ball, don't cry. I took the ball. Thank you very much. I walked up the stairs, walked to the prefect master office. When I reached the office, I stopped crying. I said, I got the ball. He said, well done, good. He didn't know how I got the ball. Until today. Jason Wong would not have done all these things if I had not surrendered my life to God. I said, God, what do you want me to do on earth? Who am I? Who am I? I'm a son of God, the Father. My Father is a king. He has a kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I have my courage because behind me is a big, big God who loves me, who accepts me for who I am. Even if I stutter in front of you, so what? And Raphael, even if you have that past, so what? God loves you. And don't you dare laugh at him. You know how bold he is to come out to share what he shared. Do you even dare to come and share about your masturbation or pornography? But God can set you free. To be bold, but not to be bold for yourself. To be bold for him. To be all that he wants you to be, so that this nation can be all that God wants Singapore to be. So these are the two groups. If I want to boast, I boast that I understand and know my Father in heaven. So let's worship, and then one group, if you want to come forward because you want to be a family champion in your own home, turn your hearts to your parents, turn your hearts to your siblings, start where you are, come forward. The other group, it can be even both together. If you say, God, today I know I'm the Son of the Living God. I want to live my life for you and for you alone. Let's pray. And as we sing, just feel free to come forward. You can kneel. Invite the leaders to come as well. The leaders can come and pray for them.
The Bible tells us that we are a new creation in Christ, and I think this is what it really means. It doesn't mean that we will forget, you know, about our past, but it does mean that when we look at our lives, from the beginning of our lives to where we are and even to the future, we can look at it from a different perspective. Those of you who maybe have gone through broken situations in your life, or even looking at your families And this is the hope that we have, that even in your most painful moments, you see God transforming those moments to be something powerful. Just like how Jason shared tonight, even his most embarrassing, most painful situations, tonight he can share with you to encourage you and to give glory to God. And young people, young men and young women, this is the power of us knowing Jesus. So tonight, as I end this time, I just want to encourage you that when you go, right, really believe that God can work miracles in your life, even in the very difficult situations in your life. And just to kind of give a bit of commercial, actually next year has a whole church, right, has a whole youth ministry. We want to involve ourselves in the fam champs for the secondary school youth to go and for the older ones to be able to go as mentors. And we're all going in that sense, alright, because we really want to take family very seriously. We know that God takes families very seriously. And so as we go, let me just bless you. For each one of you tonight, Father, we want to thank you for all these young men and young women. Recognize the God that you are even putting a seed in their hearts to trust in you, that their families can be a beacon of light. And to even trust in you that they themselves, though they might be young, though they might be children, but they can be your vessels of blessing to their parents, to their siblings, and wherever they go, even to their friends who might be hurting, to their friends who might come from families that are separated, the Lord, that you'll use them as a beacon of light to speak love and truth, so that people in our nation will begin to have that hope of what you can do as the Heavenly Father through earthly parents. So thank you even for not just our nation, but thank you for the work that you are doing through us in our nation, that you're going to give us a vision of moving to the nations to be a blessing to many young people of other nations to get to know you, Lord. Thank you, God. We just want to give you all the glory, all the praise. And all the young men and young women say, amen, amen. All right, before you go, right, because we still have people who are being prayed for here, so please do not make too much noise, all right? The video team requests that those of you who are interested can just meet them over at the front. And we also want to be able to honor Jason and Raphael who are here sharing with us tonight. They're still praying for someone, right? So we won't clap, but on their own, if you see them later, do honor them. And next week, we have another one of Jason's mentors coming to speak to us. Right, so do look forward to that. If you can, just invite your friends as well. Right, so God bless you, and we'll see you next week.